WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Three people have been charged in an alleged Iran-linked plot to assassinate President-elect Trump, say law enforcement sources. A court document shows the men appear to have been hired by somebody they met in prison. Sources confirm Elon Musk, the head of SpaceX and Tesla, was on the line when the president-elect spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky this week. There are about 20 House of Representatives races left to count to determine which party will control the chamber. Racist text messages that some Americans are getting are not only harassment, says Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell.
Those people who are being victimized simply by receiving them is bad enough, but we want to make sure they aren't further victimized by clicking on it and adding malware to their own phone or computer.
A federal judge has overturned the Illinois ban on semi-automatic weapons, leaning on recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings that strictly interpret the Second Amendment right to guns. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Well, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 107.5 WLAK and the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again reminding residents to use local firewood this fall to help curb the spread of invasive species. According to DNR officials, moving untreated firewood to different areas is one of the most common ways invasive species like the spongy moth and emerald ash borer spread. To combat that spread, the DNR has implemented a state spongy moth quarantine, prohibiting the movement of firewood to counties on Wisconsin's western border and banning firewood from more than 10 miles away in state parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin delivered her victory speech on Thursday after narrowly winning re-election over Republican challenger Eric Hovde. In her speech, Senator Baldwin called for less division, less hatred, and fewer lies in American politics and reiterated her commitment to protecting health care access and reproductive freedom. Baldwin was re-elected for her third term as senator by about 29,000 votes. The margin of victory was close enough for Hovde's campaign to request a recount if they pay for the process themselves. Superior residents voted to approve a referendum allowing the school district to exceed its revenue limits for the next 5 years. The referendum asked Superior residents to pay extra in property taxes for the next 5 years to prevent the district from having to make further cuts. The district has been forced to permanently close the school and lay off over 50 staff members in the last year due to their budget issues. The referendum approves a sliding scale of increases, starting at $2.5 million for the next 2 years and $5.5 million in the final year. The Duluth Police Department is searching for a suspect they say was involved in two violent home invasions in the area. According to law enforcement authorities, the first incident happened on Monday in the Chester Park neighborhood. The second happened on Tuesday in the Congdon neighborhood, just a few miles away. Authorities say they don't...
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with the 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, couple of showers around in the afternoon and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Cooler Monday with a sun and cloud mix, high only upper 40s. It's 42 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Conrad, look what's going on with my hair. What do you make of that? It's a weird angle.
It is.
Like, I'm kind of having a bad hair night to begin with, but this angle, it makes it look like I've got, like, feathers or something. I don't know what is going on up there. Have I ever worn a hat on the show?
I don't think
I've ever done that.
I think you should start wearing hats.
Do you think I should?
Yeah.
Full time? Like a toque or like a baseball style?
Cowboy.
Or like a derby?
Cowboy.
Sweet.
Actually, a derby would be cool too, though.
Derby would be cool. Where do I get a derby?
Yeah, a vintage
right
store?
Down the street at the haberdashery there in Green Bay on Washington Street.
Yes, they probably got all of the hats you could want.
You know what though? I should probably go and get like I should stick to my roots. I'm not like a crazy I do recycle, and I feel like, you know, all the landfills are getting full anyway. I don't want to buy new stuff anymore. I'm not a filthy rich guy by any stretch, so I don't want to spend the money, but B, or if I was Chevy Chase, I'd say one, I don't want to spend the money. And B, I feel like I should wear something, you know, off a secondhand store. Cause that, I think there's some street cred in that kind of thing, you know,
that you could do that.
I'm going to look into a derby. I think we've done good work here tonight.
I'll wear the cowboy hat. You wear the derby.
Yeah, you do the cowboy hat. All right. This has been a win all the way around. And you know what? I like those hats, and I've never really had an excuse to wear one. And I didn't want to just wear one because everybody else was wearing one. Cause then you're like that guy with the thing. And then you do that. And it's like this, that makes no sense, but I would definitely try to do a derby. Cause I do like the look, and now I have an excuse. When you're in radio, you got to hat it up once in a while.
I'm always hatting it up. You know that.
You don't wear it during the show often.
Well,
I'm not saying you never do.
I like to, sometimes I like you, you know, you get those bad hair days and you just like, this is too, I can't do anything with this today. You throw on the hat and all the problems disappear.
Yeah. Problem solved. And right now you can see, if you're watching on the stream, I have this light that's like the overhead light, but it looks like I got like a hair. Looks like a hair. I also have a rock in my shoe. I don't know what the heck is happening here today, but I'm just sitting, but I'm the kind of person, like, if there's a rock in my shoe, I have to get rid of it.
Yeah. Well,
even if I'm not walking, it drives me nuts. And during the last break, I was looking at my notes. I should have taken the rock out of my shoe.
So
if I seem off.
You wear shoes in your house?
I do. Is that bad?
I mean, I never wear shoes ever in my house.
Oh, really? Oh, you're one of those. You have plastic on your furniture? No, my wife is trying to get us to be a shoeless house, and okay. I'm on board. I'm because you bring in so many toxins.
Yeah.
From the from the out of doors on your shizzles when you enter your house. So she's like, let's have house shoes. So we all have moccasins. Sometimes forget to do it.
I love,
you know? But I'm on board. I'm not, you know, a snob like that.
I wear the Crocs around the house.
Do you really?
It's either the Crocs or it's socks.
You got to get yourself a pair of moccasins, buddy.
I did have one and they ripped and I just haven't gone back to get a new pair yet.
You know where you have to go to get them? Clemma's Sequins.
Yes.
They have, I honest to God, and Randy, if you're listening, the last two pairs of moccasins I've owned have come from there. I still have the pair I bought 25 years ago. They're very worn, but they're like, even those are still usable. And then I got another pair. My folks got them for me for my birthday. I've had them for like 3 years, and they're like the really toasty ones where there's a lot of fur or whatever it inside. Oh my God. It's like your feet are on vacation. So maybe an early Christmas gift. Don't hold your breath though. If they're too expensive, I'm not going to buy them. Isn't that funny? Like, I had a friend once, my buddy Scott Clace, who's been on this show.
Yeah.
And he knows I'm a Cub fan. And he said, oh, Pete, I saw the Cubs. This is weird because we were pretty good friends at the time. And he goes, he showed up at school to drop the kids off. And I'm there. And he goes, I just saw the coolest, like, ceramic Chicago Cubs corner bar thing. It lit up and everything. He said, if we were better friends, I would have bought it for you. And I looked at him like, I almost started to laugh. Like, that's a funny joke. And he meant it. He was like, we're good friends, but we're not quite good enough friends that I'm going to shell out $100. And I totally, you know, I didn't spend crap on Scott the whole time we were friends, even though I loved him. But anyway, all right, good stuff. So I have a Christmas gift idea for you.
Okay, thank you.
We'll just see what happens. And I'm not trying to put the pressure on you to figure out what you're going to get me, because
some Cubs slides.
I haven't heard the term slides in a long time. I love that. All right, let's get to our John Candy segment. This is fun. It's Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here in about 25 minutes. Always fun to talk to Terry. And I just heard the music before the show that she shared. So great. And here's my only issue. She sent us like a sample. And I'm like, I want the whole song. So part of the perks of doing this segment and this gig is I want music, and Terry brings great music. I want to be able to put it into my library, but we got like a small sample size, but that'll be fun too. So let's talk John Candy. He had a birthday last week. I love John Candy. Do you have a favorite movie, Conrad?
It's really tough to say what's your favorite John Candy movie, but I will say I got a 1A and 1B because I've seen them when I was pretty young. My dad, my family likes John Candy. And I saw Uncle Buck very early on. Loved that movie. But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is just so great.
It's a brilliant movie. And so, you know Greg Liana, he's been on the show.
Yeah.
He calls that, we were both huge fans of it. When we would write late at night, we would talk about that movie. And he called it a flawless movie. And it really is. Yeah. Like, it moves. The character development is there. The writing is great. The slapstick comedy is fantastic. And it's so sweet at the end too. It is a flawless movie. I totally agree with him. So I'm with you on that one.
So while I was cutting clips tonight, I have this kind of one on this. It said like best John Candy clips. And there was one where they were talking about the movie and it was, I didn't clip it because it was hard to hear. It was old interview, but John Candy with like a huge beard after that movie released, he goes, I don't know how that guy read my mind with that script, but he did.
Really?
Yeah. It was awesome. So cool.
That is great. We have, here's some text. Jim from Appleton says, John Candy was awesome. He is in a small class with Belushi, Carlin, Jerry Lewis, and Johnny Carson. Nice comps. He says, I won't go back to Jackie Gleason because it will show my age. I don't know. That's interesting. Just for the sake of argument, Jim, I don't know if I would quite elevate him to Gleason, but he's in that conversation for sure. And we don't care how old you are, Jim. We love your texts. Tom from New Berlin says, Bells. And I had to look that up on IMDb. Is it the one from... I don't know. I never saw that movie though, Tom. So feel free to share more information about Bells, because I'm looking it up. There's a lot of Bell stuff on Rotten, or on IMDb Pro. So we'll have to look at Candy's page, but great text. Keep them coming. Also, if you want to get in on the fun, our question tonight is, how do you feel about daylight savings time? Are you into it? Are you not into it? Do you wish it stayed light out later in the day? Or do you like more morning light, like Susan from McFarland, who called earlier? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Okay, so why don't we start? I think our favorite, what was your 1A, Conrad? Plant Trains?
It was Uncle Buck.
Oh, Uncle Buck. Okay. All right, since you work so hard to clip these great John Candy clips today, why don't you lead off with Uncle Buck, your personal favorite movie of John Candy's? You want to set this up?
Yeah, he goes into the principal's office because of his niece, and what he says is just so funny. It's great. Let's leave it at that.
Love this, yeah.
I see a bad egg when I look at your niece. She is a twiddler, a dreamer, a silly heart. She is a jabberbox. And frankly, I don't think she takes a thing in her life or her career as a student seriously.
She's only six.
That is not a valid excuse. I hear that every day and I dismiss it.
I don't think I want to know a six-year-old who isn't a dreamer or a silly heart. And I sure don't want to know one who takes their student career seriously. I don't have a college degree. I don't even have a job. But I know a good kid when I see one. Because they're all good kids, until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good. You so much as scowl at my niece, or any other kid in this school, and I hear about it, and I'm coming looking for you. Good day to you, madam.
Don't you wish you had an uncle like that? Like, yes. It just kind of had your back and wasn't afraid to throw down with someone? That's so great.
It's fun. I cut out, because it's more visual at the end, but the principal has a mole on her cheek and he throws a quarter at her and says, go get that fixed. And then
that's right.
After he leaves, she's like, kind of like wobbly, kind of like next.
All right. What should we do? Let's go to, I don't remember him in Splash.
Yeah.
So let's do Splash. I mean,
is this
where he plays a Swedish guy?
No, he plays, a business partner. We don't have enough time for this clip. We'll have to play it after the break.
Oh, okay.
But
let's do what we else could, you got?
The Rookie of the Year clip, I think, is great.
Okay.
So
let's do Rookie of the Year. Do we need some setup?
No, it's just funny. I just love this clip.
Okay. Perfect.
This is it, folks. This is what it's all about. One game. There is no tomorrow. This is for the whole Magilla. For the whole ball of wax. For the whole kit and caboodle. For the whole enchilada. The whole shooting match. This is for all the marbles. The division championship. The loser goes home a loser. The winner moves on to the World Series. I can't believe it. I've been waiting my whole life to say those words, you know, because I've said the word before, but never like World Series, and I'm on the air. We'll be right back.
I never saw Rookie of the Year.
It's great. It's about
worth a look.
Yeah, it's a great kids movie, but it's still great for adults too.
Love it. Tom from Jackson checks in and says Spaceballs is number one.
I do have a clip from Spaceballs. So
yeah, we have a clip from Spaceballs.
We do.
Why don't we lead with that when we come back? We'll do a quick thing here and we will come back to talk more about John Candy. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
All the colors of the West should be love and each other. That song, remember we were talking about that song? How it's a great song for like the opening of like an NBA game or something?
Yeah, I remember that.
I stopped at the gym last night. And I said, you know, I think I was talking about my routine yesterday. And I just do like 30 minutes a week. It went by like 3 minutes. Like that song, you know, it there's hardly anybody at the gym at 9 o'clock at night. So, you know, I can do like a little soft shoe in between weight machines, you know.
So,
but I don't.
It's funny that you say that there's no one at the gym at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So usually I do my workouts in the morning, and there's one day where I just didn't get to it. And after the show, I was like, all right, I'll just go there today. And it was so packed. I had to wait for machines for like 10 minutes every time. And it's like, okay, you know what I did is I was like, all right, I'm not doing any weight training today. I'm just going to go straight to the treadmill, walk for a little bit and go home.
Yeah, it's terrible because I like to not take breaks between machines, so you get a little cardio too. It's brutal, yeah. But it's a great workout. Like, but when you have to wait for machines,
oh
my God, I can't do it. I would have to leave. I'd leave and I'd go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac. Is what
What's
I do.
Fun, the Planet Fitness I go to across the street is a McDonald's.
Nice, tempting you as you come out. All right, so we're talking about John Candy. And Tom, I think it was Tom or Jim, said he likes Spaceballs.
Yep.
So we've got a clip from Spaceballs here, which I don't know which clip you grabbed here from this, though. So help us
out. I love when he says, my name is Barf.
Oh, I love it. All right, here's John Candy in Spaceballs.
What was that? Never mind that. What was that?
Hi.
Who are you?
Barf.
Not in here, mister. This is a Mercedes.
Nah, that's my name. Barf.
Barf? What are you?
I'm a Mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
What do you want?
Your father hired Captain Lone Star and me to save you. Come on, we gotta hop up this ladder and get out of here.
Good, quick. Hurry, darling. Follow the dog.
Mog. I'm a Mog.
Wait, what about my matched luggage?
I'm due for a rewatch with that one.
Me too.
I've not seen that in so long, and it's so stupid and so funny. Some of the jokes are just like, but there's the cast is so great. Even when Mel Brooks, he looks down, he can see his butt, and he's like, "Wouldn't anybody ever tell me my ass was this big?" it's like joke, like Blazing Saddles was too. All right, let's get this one in, Con, because Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is not only my favorite John Candy film, but one of my favorite movies of all time. So what did you clip from this?
When they first meet in the plane.
Oh, love it. Okay, here's a scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with the great John Candy.
I never did introduce myself. Del Griffith, American Light and Fixture, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division. I sell shower curtain rings. Best in the world. And you are?
Neil Page.
Neil Page. Pleased to meet you, Neil Page. So what do you do for a living, Neil Page?
Marketing.
Marketing. Super, super. Fabulous. Isn't that nice?
Look, I don't want to be rude, but I'm not much of a conversationalist, and I'd really like to finish this article. A friend of mine wrote it, so...
Don't let me stand in your way. Please don't let me stand in your way. The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth. You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut. If you catch me running off of the mouth, just give me a poke in the chops. Oh, that feels good. Oh, God, I'm telling you. My dogs are barking today. That feels better. $6 says we're not landing in Chicago.
You had to cut out the...
I didn't know if not. I could say that or not.
That's why you contact Todd Michaels. Yeah. He sets you straight on that stuff. No, that's great, though. He's got that traveling salesman overly friendly down yes. thing so well. You catch me running off at the mouth, you just give me a poke in the chop. Oh, let's see if we can get one more in here.
Yeah.
What do you go, vacation or great outdoors?
See, the splash one is, I really think is funny. So,
oh, okay.
It's Tom Hanks and John Candy and their brothers. And they took over their dad's business who passed away.
Right. Okay.
Are there any messages, Mrs. Timmons?
Yes.
What are
you? Your father called. He wants you to call him back.
Mrs. Timwell, our father passed away about 5 years ago. Do you remember?
Right. Should I get him for you?
No. We'll, I'll take care of you. You just get back to work.
What's with her?
Oh, she had a little accident over the weekend. Got hit in the head by some lightning. It is not funny, Freddy. It's not funny.
I'm sorry. That's not funny. That's not funny.
Besides, she's okay. She can still do certain things around the office.
Like what? Jumpstart a car? Jumpstart a car. I'm sorry.
I just love his laugh.
so
funny.
Great. I forgot about Splash. I forgot about Splash, and I forgot about I have not thought of Great Outdoors in a long time, too. Those are great clips, though. But we've got some text here, too. Unfortunately, I think Joshua in Wausau just missed one of the clips we played last segment. He says, Uncle Buck, when he tells off the principal. Yes. We just played that clip last segment, Joshua. Sorry you missed it, but thank you for the text, buddy. Hope you're having a great night. Anna says from the 608, hi, Pete and Conrad. I loved John Candy. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is one of my favorite movies. He was hilarious on SCTV. He certainly was, Anna, and that's a great text. We were just discussing that's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is one of my favorite John Candy movies, also one of my all-time favorite movies. Sweet, funny, perfect. Okay, we have Terry Barr coming up next. It's a Barr Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. So great to have you with us on this Friday. Hope we're helping you ease into your weekend a little better with some laughs here and some good conversation. And we'll certainly have that next with Terry Barr. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Barr Band Friday Night is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The first of two Western Wisconsin men charged in connection to an investigation into an explosive device has been sentenced to prison. According to court records, 30-year-old Corey Stanhope of Chautauqua appeared in court on Monday and entered a guilty plea to charges of possession of methamphetamines. Stanhope, along with 43-year-old Nicholas Carlson of Menominee, were arrested when Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies found an improvised explosive device and methamphetamine in their vehicle during a routine traffic stop earlier this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering changes to its deer management units. According to DNR officials, the agency will host a number of open houses this month to gather community input on what proposed changes should be implemented. The changes would shift the deer management units to a process closer to the one used prior to 2011, based on habitat types rather than county lines. The DNR plans to present an emergency rule on the proposal, and if approved, the new units could be in place for the 2025 deer hunting seasons. The city of Ashland will finally receive state funding for a boat launch project after applying for the program multiple times. After the city and other municipalities' applications were rejected for the program, Governor Tony Evers sued lawmakers to force the release of the funding. When the state Supreme Court ruled efforts to block the conservation projects were unconstitutional, Ashland applied again and received about $1 million from the Department of Natural Resources to construct an ADA-compliant deep-water boat launch at Crerar Park. Law enforcement authorities are investigating after a suspicious envelope was found at a polling site in Carlton County on Election Day. According to the Carlton County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to the call in Thompson Township at around 5:30 p.m. After noticing potentially suspicious writing on the envelope, they contacted the Crow Wing County Bomb Squad, Duluth Fire Department Hazmat, and FBI for assistance. The envelope contained random photos and a media drive with no obvious threats. Authorities are still working to identify a suspect. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, couple of showers around in the afternoon, and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Cooler Monday with a sun and cloud mix, high only upper 40s. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. Oh, this is one of my favorite parts of the week, folks. Probably my favorite part of the week. We have our favorite guest here at Nightlight who stops by every Friday night for Bar Band Friday Night to give us a sneak preview, typically, of what we will hear on Max Inc. Radio, a show that if you haven't checked out, you have to check it out on the network from 6 to midnight every Saturday, and especially live in the lair from 9 to 10. She joins us now, and she does so much more here at Civic Media. She's also... she's like kind of like our, she's just like one of
award
our
winner,
Terry Barr. Yeah. Award winning. That's right. Terry Barr has won more awards. If our trophy cases were next to each other, people wouldn't even know what mine was. It would just look like an empty space and Terry's would be packed with hardware. Terry, how are you?
You are such a goof, which is why I love doing the show with you and Conrad. My goodness.
You know, okay. So here's what we were talking about. We've decided that I need to start wearing a derby when I do the show.
Oh.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I always thought they were kind of cool, but I didn't want to look like I was just jumping on the bandwagon. I never really had an excuse to wear one before. But now, you know, I think it would look kind of cool. So I'm going to get a derby. So I Googled during the break derbies, and Kentucky Derby hats came up. Those are much different than derbies. They're like these big, elaborate, crazy hats. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should wear one of those, Terry.
Ooh.
Thoughts?
An actual hat that is worn to the derby, not necessarily a derby hat.
Correct. I think I might be out of something. Just noodle it and get back to us. Next week, let us know what you think.
I love it. I used to work with a reporter that would wear one on colder days, and he looked so fashionable. All the women loved it, too, when he was out doing stories. They'd be like, oh, you look so handsome.
Yeah, they're kind of dapper, don't you think? I kind of like them.
I do, actually. I think they're very cool.
All right, we've got the Terry Barr approval. That's all I needed.
Oh, love it.
How are you doing tonight?
Woo, you know, right before we came on, I caught myself yawning, and not because I'm bored, but I'm tired. How about you guys? It's been a long week, hasn't it?
It's been a long week for sure. Yeah, it just it seems like it got longer and longer as the week went on. It was like, wow. So, yeah, well, pretty eventful.
Yes, and I looked forward to this because I know we can be lighthearted, we can laugh, we can share joyful music, and hopefully uplift everyone in their spirits, no matter where they may be tonight or how they're feeling.
Well, that's what we try to do every night here, and it always helps when you're here. So it's great to have you, and I hope your weekend is well. I know it's well deserved, and I hope you have get some relaxation time in this weekend.
Thank you. And I am going to share the band with you that will be live in the lair from 9 to 10 on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night. I only have a little sample, so that's just enough to make you hopefully want to listen. I am not going to be there. I have been given the evening off so that I can go have Thanksgiving with the in-laws. How about that?
Oh, I love it. A little early Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Nice. You can give thanks at any weekend. You don't have to wait for the actual day of giving thanks. So good for you.
I love that. Well, do you want to start with Dogtown Hollow? That's the band tomorrow night. And I'm really bummed, actually, that I'm not there because I've been watching this band for a little while. It's a band that is made up of a bunch of guys that have become known because they've had great roles in other bands. But they decided to get together. They wanted to do their own thing. They're still in these other bands as well. But Dogtown Hollow is built out of all these really great guys that are good and known for roots and rock and Americana and blues and folk. And they bring it all together in this one band. And the thing that sticks out is, once again, harmonies. And I love it. Somebody described their beat as rhythm that is in the pocket. How about that?
Oh, nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. I love the name of the band, too. Dogtown Hollow. It's just
cool name.
Yeah. Are they Madison-based or just Southern Wisconsin?
Yeah, they are Madison-based. Okay. And only now because most of them have moved their band comes together here. The lead, his name is J.T. Sparks. He's lived all over, but he is in Madison now as well. Get this, though, his real-life job, he works in the environment and poverty research.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
and you think about how big that is. How does he even have time to be in like 2, 3, 4 bands? But I'm glad he is because he's fabulous.
It's interesting, though, because that, to me, anyway, says inspiration for songwriting, maybe.
I don't know.
So maybe it's one of those day jobs you don't want to give up, right?
Yeah, because everything becomes a song.
Yeah, right. Well, all right. So we have a sample, and I did listen to this earlier, and then I was secretly kind of mad at you for only sending a sample, but I understand. So let's hear. This is Terry's first selection tonight from Dogtown Hollow called Roll, Roll, Roll on Bar Band Friday Night.
I grew up on that river, climbed up that old hill. Well, people said, son, you don't know, but someday you will. Now life down on the river, as tough as it is sweet, people down that river, some of the best you'll ever meet. And they're gonna roll, 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 just roll right down that stream. You gotta roll, 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 living your own dream. You're gonna roll, 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 spinning like a paddle wheel. You're gonna roll, 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 the good life is what you feel. And I walk across this country from the deserts to the sea. One thing that I've found is love will set you free. And as you go out wandering, we'll be just who you are. Takes a bit of courage, but that'll take you far. As you roll, 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 so roll right down that stream. You gotta roll, roll, roll.
That is Roll, Roll, Roll by part of Roll, Roll, Roll by Dogtown Hollow. Yeah. You have to hear the rest of it tomorrow night on Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Terry Barr is here. Fun song.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And it's off of their very first, as Dogtown Hollow, their first EP. And they're already working on the next one for 2025. So I'm happy to hear that. So you know we'll have them back on and we'll do even more with them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing that one. And now let's talk about now this one. We got the whole song, and I love this. Kelsey Miles. Tell us about Kelsey Miles.
Well, another musician that has this whole other side to her life, kind of like J.T. Sparks with Dogtown Hollow, you know, working in the environment and poverty research. Kelsey Miles came to Madison to go to UW-Madison to get her doctorate degree in chemistry. So I always joke now with her, do we have to call you Dr. Miles? And the thing that blows me away about her, she only learned to play guitar in 2014. So she's only been playing for 10 years. And that's only as long as she has been writing songs and singing songs. And her specialty, which we love, this woman is a powerhouse on stage. It's blues, rock, and soul. And you will hear that in this song, which, Pete, we did this a little different because this was recorded live in studio as she told me about the song and why she wanted to be involved in the Warrior Songs project.
Oh, that's cool.
So I thought this would be a kind of a nice new little flair for you.
She's got a cool voice. She's actually, her voice is so engaging. I had to Google her to see, cause I was so curious as to what she looked like when I heard her voice.
Yeah.
So, this is great. All right. So this is Kelsey Miles. And we'll talk a little bit more after the song. The song is called Sacrifice Ignored.
All right, this song is called Sacrifice Ignored. I got testimonials from 5 different female veterans.
Oh, wow.
And the theme on all of their testimonials was that they felt like after their service, some people disrespected what they had done. Maybe didn't give them the accolades that they deserved. So it's called Sacrifice Ignored. one Sunday afternoon, I was heading out of the grocery store. I bought some food for the family I love and adore. Smiling away, cause I was catching up on those memories I missed while I was at war. When a middle-aged man walked my way, and I pointed at the sticker on the back of my car. And he looked me in the eyes and said, ma'am, I want to thank your husband for his service and his time. Oh, not again. He ain't seen a soldier like me. Oh, was my sacrifice. Yeah, was my sacrificing. Oh, hey, was my sacrifice. All in my grin began to fade, and I tried to explain that no, it wasn't my husband. And the man's grin grew larger as he guessed it was my brother or my uncle or my father. Well, patience came over me, and I told him it was me, and I was proud to say I served my country. Oh, and the grin began to fade, and he looked the other way, confused by the truth of my story. He ain't seen a soldier like me. Maybe he didn't want to believe. Oh, was my sacrifice. Yeah, was my sacrificing. No, hey, was my sacrifice. My sacrifice. Oh, and inside my head I thought, oh no, not again. But the man gave me one more surprise. He apologized and said, thank you for your time. And then he turned and he walked away. And the groceries that I held grew heavy, and I felt like my sacrifice was ignored. And I wonder how many more are fighting this new war in the country they made sacrifices for. He ain't seen a soldier like me. Why is it so hard for people to see? Hey, was my sacrifice. Hey, was my sacrificing. No, hey, was my sacrifice. My sacrifice. Was my sacrifice, my sacrificing. Oh, hey, was my sacrifice, hey, my sacrifice, my sacrifice, my sacrifice won't be ignored.
Wow, great stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And again, that was live in the studio, obviously recorded, but that's her playing it live for me.
She is just like full of soul. That is great.
Mm-hmm.
So where can people see her, Terry? Is she playing somewhere? Or can they find her music? I guess just Google her name, right? Kelsey Miles.
Yeah. Go to Kelsey Miles. She's on every social media site. She does updates constantly. I have to tell you, we did recently lose her to Kansas City, but she comes back and does shows all the time. And with the holidays, she'll be back. Plus, her cat is named Rhodey. And Rhodey's from Wisconsin, so she always says, got to bring Rhodey back home.
Keep Rhodey in touch with the roots. That's fantastic.
You got it. You can also Google what this project is she was involved in called Warrior Songs. It's warriorsongs.org. And I just thought with Veterans Day on Monday that this is just a really appropriate thing to share and to salute our veterans.
Fantastic. Terry, you've earned a good weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Conrad.
We'll see you
Thank
next
you, everyone.
Week. Oh, you're welcome. That's Terry Barr. Barr Band Friday night. We will be right back to wrap this up. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Yeah, what's going
on? This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was always tired, with weekly bouts of indigestion. A friend asked me, when was the last time you did a detox? Never, I said. So she recommended Active Liver.
Our liver works hard every day to remove toxins from processed foods and unclean air and water. But too many toxins can overwhelm the liver, causing it to actually store toxins in our body fat. Low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation are all telltale signs that we need to act. Water or juice fast can help, but often require days or weeks of feeling tired and sick. Thankfully, there's an easier way. Active Liver from New Nordic is a natural supplement that helps your liver effectively eliminate toxins on a daily basis, leaving you feeling better, with more energy and less bloating.
Within a week of taking Active Liver, I was feeling better, and now I have more energy than I've had in years.
Available in both tablet or delicious gummies, you can find Active Liver online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer grocery.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Oh, you've been on the fast train, and it's going off the rail, and you can't come back.
Monday night on Nightlight, we've got another great show that should bring you some laughs and some good feels. Johnny Beaner, Madison-based stand-up comic Johnny Beaner, will be here at 6:35 on Monday. And radio legends and part of the WMDX morning show here at Civic Media in Madison will be John and Gordy. John Peterson and Gordy Young will be on the show after Johnny. Tuesday night, I'm talking film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. So that will be fun too. And then on Wednesday, from the show Bob's Burgers, one of their writers and executive producers, John Schrader, will be joining me to discuss Bob's Burgers. And the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, an institution in Wisconsin and certainly Northeast Wisconsin, Frank Hermans, will be here Friday before Terry joins me next week. So lots of fun with Frank and John and Johnny and John and Gordy and Earl and lots of other great guests coming up next week on Nightlight. So Conrad, let's discuss this. We've got a couple more John Candy clips. We got two more. I think we should start with John Candy's birthday was just a few days ago, folks. Mm-hmm. And we're sort of celebrating John Candy tonight with clips from his great comedies. He's made us laugh. He's such an incredible, and you know, he does not get the credit for being a great actor. I think everybody thinks he's so funny and he was great on SCTV and in all these movies, but John Candy was a phenomenal actor too. In addition to being very funny. So let's go with, I know you clipped a scene from The Great Outdoors. Yep. So tell us about which scene you grabbed.
I just think this is great. Why can't I think of his name? Let me just go to the Google quick.
Wait, great. Dan Aykroyd?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Dan Aykroyd and John Candy are sitting, looking out at the view, and Aykroyd just doesn't get why they want to do this.
Right.
So anyway, you're an intelligent man.
Thank you.
Make a good living?
Not bad.
Get a good life?
Pretty good.
Answer me one question.
Sure.
Why the hell would you want to come up to a plant-infested no-man's land like this and live like a barbarian for a week?
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
I
I have great memories of this country when I was a kid, you know, and I used to come up here with my dad, and I want the boys to have the same memories. I would look around you, Roman, for God's sakes. This is beautiful country here. Take a good look.
I'll tell you what I see when I look out there, if you want to know.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I see the underdeveloped resources of northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. I see a syndicated development consortium exploiting over $1.5 billion in forest products. I see a paper mill, and if the strategic metals are there, a mining operation. A greenbelt between the condos on the lake and a waste management facility, focusing on the newest rage in toxic waste, medical refuse, infected bandages, body parts, IV tubing, contaminated glassware, entrails, syringes, fluid, blood, low-grade radioactive waste, all safely contained, sunken in the lake, and sealed for centuries. Now, I ask you, what do you see?
I just see trees.
Well, no one ever accused you of having the grand vision.
Nope.
Maybe it's all for the best, while the ambitious scramble for wealth and power, the Chet Ripleys of the world are just able to lay back and casually stroll along life's path. I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, thanks.
The rest of us are all probably going to die of heart attacks and strokes long before you.
I hope so. Wouldn't that be great?
I got to give that another watch. I have not seen it. I just remember John Candy's wife telling the other wife that she sits on the dryer or something, or the washer during a spin cycle, and that's all the sexual activity she has in her life. And then when she leaves and the women get mad at each other, I think it was Annette Bening, and John Candy's wife says, go find yourself a spin cycle. And Candy goes, yeah, go find yourself a spin cycle. And looks at his wife, what the hell does that mean? all right. Let's get, do we have time to do our last
one? Yeah.
All right. Here's John Candy in Vacation as the security guard at Wally World.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Yes. We're here to see Mr. Roy Wally.
What is your name, sir?
Clark W. Griswold.
What's this regarding, Mr. Grizzle?
We're here for public amusement relations. There is a summer inspection to a personal matter.
Ah.
Inspection.
Well, nobody notified this office of anything.
Well, I'm notifying you.
I'm afraid I'm going to need a little more than that, sir.
Okie dokie. How's this? No!
Clark, have you lost your mind? Where did you get that?
Sporting goods store, honey. Now you listen to me, fat. Do what I say and there won't be any problem, okay? Okay. We just drove 2,460 miles just for a little Roy Wally entertainment. The moose says you're closed. I say you're open.
We're not really violent people. This is our first gun.
No, it isn't.
Doesn't he realize, or doesn't he notice it's just like a cap gun or something?
The price tag is still on it is the greatest thing.
You could even break the skin with that, Clark. It could break the skin and cause a very bad infection. So great. I would like to thank my guest tonight. We had a lot of fun here. Sean Lynch joined us. Check out Cranksgiving, November 23rd at Winnebago Bicycle. You can find more information. Just Google Cranksgiving Oshkosh and all the information is for a great cause. Check it out. I'd like to thank Terry Barr, as always, for dropping by with such great music. That's how I find new music, is Terry Barr. And thank you for all your texts. We had some great suggestions for Daylight Savings and John Candy movies and all kinds of stuff. So much more fun on Nightlight when you guys are a part of it. Thanks for listening. We will be back to do this all again next week. Johnny Beaner will be here Monday night, as well as John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison. It'll be a lot of fun. Join us on Monday. In the meantime, have a great weekend, folks. You've earned it. We've all earned it. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe. Good night, Wisconsin.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
This is producer Greg, and Pat's on vacation all next week, but don't worry, we got special guest hosts Todd Alba, Matt Rothschild, and Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.